take a time machine back to before the world went to hell, around the year 2000.
The 80s and 90s were so rad. The movies, the music, the TV, the games, that's what I want to talk about.
Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app and continue the conversation on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're cool enough, join the show on Patreon for exclusive bonus content. And now, Less Than 2000 with Adam Wintz and Chad Bischoff.
Less Than 2000, the podcast.
I'd like to talk to you about the Sony Betamax and an incredible feature called Betascan. I'm Tom Williams, Sr., and if you know tennis, you know my son. Here's a cassette of his last championship match. Betascan lets me go fast forward and reverse, so I can skip the boring stuff like this long rally, and stop when I come to the real exciting parts, like Tom Jr. here dashing onto the court to pick up the ball. Isn't Betamax terrific? It lets you see what you've been missing and miss what you don't want to see. It's from Sony, the one and only.
The format wars. Everything that I'm looking at talks about how this is literally the beginning of the format wars. And we've had a bunch of them. We've had it with Blu-ray versus HD DVD or whatever. We've had it with VHS versus... I mean, this thing has gone on for forever, but this really ushered in like the first true war when it came to the studio system trying to shove entertainment down Americans' throats.
More like Americans really wanted to consume entertainment any way possible. And the ability to record your favorite shows from the comfort of your own home was revolutionary. That's how it all started. I want to record my own shows. This is before you could get, like, studio movies on tape. It all started in the 70s. You were a fan of Beta, as I recall. You were a Beta boy.
Well, that just sounds really... You made that sound really weird. Like, let's be honest. VHS sounds cooler. Well, I don't know. Well, Beta Max, which is the
Beta Max,
I always just called
kinda,
it Beta,
cool.
But Beta yeah. Max is kind of cool, you know, in and of itself. What I don't understand is every single thing about Beta Max was better. Since you called me a Beta boy, I want to just I'm going to skip ahead to like everything about it was better.
Not true.
It was smaller, so you could fit more in your place. It had far superior quality. I mean, it was literally the premium brand. It was like everything that you would want in a little tape at home. And it's like, we have nobody but Sony to blame for effing it up. Sony screwed it up, period, which we'll get into why later.
Sony screwed it up, yes.
But it was by far the best brand.
That's interesting that you went that way, because the way that started out, I thought you were reading from the script of a Sony, like, corporate executive. Like, here's why Beta is the better one.
My eyes shift over, and you think that I'm literally like, Betamax has a quality of the dinner, you know, resolution.
The Beta boy is actually reading from a script, like a Russian newscaster with a gun to his head, sweating in an airplane. Like, Beta was by far the superior product.
No, true. I have my notes to the left. So if I glance left, that's actually what I'm doing. No,
I like the idea that Sony's got a literal gun to your head and making you defend Betamax
like
40
off
years
screen,
after the fact.
Tell everybody, Betamax, Betamax, Betamax. You talked about Beta Boy. I'm just going to go right into it. Yeah. I remember my favorite thing as a child. You know I loved Ghostbusters as much as I loved Back to the Future. And Beta and VHS gave us the ability, like you said, to finally take control and record stuff off TV. They sold it that way, even though technically it's piracy. I mean, I guess only if you're selling it, but like they literally ushered in the world where it's like, no, record the content off your television and keep it. And I used that to record the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Oh,
and I remember like one of the things, the oldest memory I have with my best friend, Adam, hanging out in my house and watching Ghostbusters cartoons that I had recorded on Betamax. That is actually the oldest, second oldest memory I have of our childhood with you. And I remember sitting down, and you probably remember the episode, The Upside Down World, where literally the Ghostbusters like somehow get into the containment unit or get into like the upside down, where it's like the alternate universe, where they're running into the upside down versions of themselves in this whole world. And I remember so much of that to this day, the feeling of putting in that Betamax tape and saying, Adam, let's watch Ghostbusters. And then, and we always watched that episode. We watched others, but that's the one I remember more than anything, hands down, to this day. When somebody says Betamax, I think Ghostbusters cartoon, Adam, upside down world, period.
Nice, dude. Nice. You kind of dropped the mic. That's the equivalent of dropping the mic is taking a sip of coffee. Period. Sip of coffee.
Mic drop.
Excellent. Well, I didn't know. I do remember that. I didn't know that it was Betamax. Like, I don't have a memory of what machine we watched it on. In fact, I was going to start by saying, I'm not sure I've ever watched anything on Betamax. I certainly didn't have one. I certainly wasn't a beta boy. I mean, I was an alpha from the very get-go. I mean, I was such an alpha, my family went to Laserdisc. So that's
but
how...
But that lost the format war! Laserdisc lost the format war!
Laserdisc is, like, way behind beta, even. Like, way down on the
way
list.
Way down the line.
Okay.
So I was gonna ask you, did you ever... Because I didn't remember, did you ever have Betamax? And you just
never had beta.
No.
Never
so
had
you guys beta. Had VHS, and that was it.
Apparently, I watched beta before, but it was with you, and it was the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah.
An upside down world, and the upside down universe. What is so great about that? So, I gotta go back to something you said from the very beginning. It was not superior. It was superior in a couple very slight ways. It was inferior in so many ways. Okay, so this all goes down to, basically, it was JVC with the VHS, and Sony with the Betamax. There were less user-friendly features, like not having a timer. The original Betamaxes didn't even have a timer. You had to literally sit there and hit record from home to record whatever you wanted. That's problem number one. If it's for recording shows at home, so you can watch them later when you're working or whatever, if you don't have a timer, you can't just record your daytime soap opera while you're at the office.
I didn't even know I didn't even know VHS had a timer.
Well, you know, clock timer type situation.
I didn't even know that. I honestly, to this day, did not know that.
And then Sony came along in their infinite hubris and was like, this is literally their response. We don't want to force a timer onto consumers. They already have clocks. We don't want to take away consumer choice by forcing a timer on them. Oh, but we'll sell it to you separately. So you want to record stuff from home on beta? Here, buy this add-on. It was like the first peripheral device to your beta.
It's kind of like all the video games today where it's like you buy the game for $60, but then once you get into the game, you're like, well, to really have the experience, spend another $100 on all the other cool stuff.
Exactly. You know? The stuff that comes standard with VHS.
Yeah.
Problem number two, their tapes were too short. The Betamax, while of debatably higher quality, they could only record up to 90 minutes. So you couldn't record a two-hour movie on TV. You certainly couldn't record a sporting event on it.
Okay.
Shorter tapes, major problem.
I have one problem. You're the lawyer of this group, and I'm just the film guy. You said debatable or something like that on quality. No, it's finite. It was a superior quality video. Okay. Like there is no debating that. There is no debating.
I watched a video that compared them. And in fact, I watched a video on this, and it actually looked to me like beta was weaker quality. Had the SP setting of VHS, the standard play, the 2 hour, you know, T120, tape. The SP appeared to be a better quality. Now, long play, doctored. Yes, beta was better.
Doctored.
So,
I'm just saying.
I'm glad you brought that up because that is something that was kind of cool about both VHS and Betamax, right? Is that you could set the standard of quality of which you were recording. So like Betamax actually only came originally with like 1 hour. It was actually very short. And VHS was
1 hour.
Was like two or three, or I mean, it was higher. I don't remember what it was. And then they changed that. But the ability to choose
about sporting events,
flip the thing. Like if you could set the settings, you know, at least I know you could on VHS, but I think you could on beta.
Nope.
Oh, you couldn't? That's what it was. So it was VHS. So it'd be like, okay, you could do like long play, you know, or premium, and you could like set the speed. So your VHS tapes, and this was the cool thing.
6 hours.
6 hours. Thanks for taking my thunder, Adam. 6 hours. I've got VHS tapes sitting right next to me in the studio. I'm still trying to like dub off to digital. 6 hours. That was cool.
The quality is terrible on the long play. The 6 hour long play is terrible, but you can get 6 hours. I mean, that's 12 episodes of The Simpsons or whatever. I mean, that's that's covering a lot of ground. When you consider beta, the original tapes only gave you an hour, and you had to be there while you recorded because you couldn't. Sorry, no timer, no clock. You got to buy that separately.
I never with your used 1 hour clock, tape. So I didn't even know that was a thing. I would just hit the end record even on my VHS. I never set a timer.
Early VHSs would allow you to program and also allow you to program more than one show that you could record. Where beta, you only had one setting. So you could only record one thing as opposed to two on VHS. So yes, beta had a better quality compared to the long play cassette. But it goes back to what you were talking about, making fun of me for having Laserdisc. Beta was arguably a slightly better picture, but it had so many less user-friendly things. Like, Laserdisc was definitively a better picture than VHS, but it contained like 30 minutes of data per side. You had to get up and flip this big ugly thing in the middle of any movie you watched, and if it's a long movie, you might have to even swap out the disc.
Oh, yeah. But I mean,
terribly unuser-friendly. So my point is, quality, a slight edge in quality does not overcome the other, like, user conveniences and
thrills.
Well,
let's first off, I mean, movies would come on Betamax.
Yes, they would.
So, I mean, they figured it out. It was only recording in home. So let's break this up. Let's take home recording out of it, because we've kind of focused all on the home recording of it. The real reason for VHS were for studios to get their movies into the homes, for us to spend obscene amounts of money to own that piece of art, and put it in our tape player and watch it back. It was record whatever you want on TV. That's the bonus. But the real deal was watching it. So you're talking about Laserdisc. You weren't recording The Simpsons on Laserdisc. You were putting in a movie and watching it. Didn't you have Demolition Man on Laserdisc?
I don't know if I had Demolition Man on Laserdisc. I know I rented
Or Terminator. It was one of
the... I had... There's nothing like getting up and flipping the disc four or five times when you're watching Schindler's List. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's...
Like
no,
a 3-4-hour movie. Schindler's and you got to just Holy keep cow. Counting up, yeah, flipping no, it over and over and over.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
But, I mean, Laserdisc had tremendous quality. And I put Laserdisc in the DVD realm. So Laserdisc was by far superior. But DVD was the opposite of the format war with VHS. It was like, it had the superior quality. But DVDs were smaller, more compact, easier to store. You could watch the full movie. You could get everything on it. Where Laserdisc was like, You're about ready to see the big action sequence, and
please flip to the other side.
I applaud you, Chad. First of all, it's not easy taking the beta boy position in this discussion, and we've just kind of defaulted to you're defending beta, and it's easy for me because I'm defending VHS and clearly won the war. I applaud you. Also, as the attorney of the group, I've got to applaud you for that trick you just did there, that amazing debate quality. You can't win this argument, change the subject. You know, you're going to lose on the
damn it
home video stuff.
Let's
change the subject. This is all about studios putting their movies out on tape.
It is. No, it was. That was the primary function.
Did have better. Well, the original function was for recording TV stuff. That was the whole point in the 70s of that stuff. And there was actually this big legal fight with Universal versus Sony. Like, Sony, Universal tried to stop this home entertainment altogether because they're like, you're stealing movies off TV. And that went all the way to the Supreme Court. And they're like, nope, that's fine. VHS and betas recording is fine, legal.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just can't sell it.
And after the studios got their butts kicked in court and realized this thing isn't going to go away, the old, if you can't beat them, join them. Now, people have in their homes this machine that records stuff for free on TV. Why don't we turn this to our advantage and sell them the tape and then later rent them the tapes? So that was the evolution of how this all went about.
Well, then I want to piggyback that then. And also,
it was not originally a content delivery system, is my point.
No, that's true. That you are correct. I will say this though, and this is what's interesting. Sony's the one that came up with Betamax, and they were first at the table. So the first home device was Sony. Sony was first, a product manufacturing company, right? So ultimately, when they came into Hollywood and they started making movies and all that kind of stuff, people were like, Sony? And they raked them over the coals. I mean, they were paying top dollar for every movie they were doing because everybody... It was like when Amazon got into it. It was like, oh, you want to play at our table? Okay, you're going to pay for it. I mean, when anybody new comes in that comes from a different business... Hollywood immediately jacks up and triples the prices when they're like, if you want to make content and play with us, here's what you're going to pay. So Sony was, a product-based business. So you are correct. And they ended up changing the landscape of everything. Had Sony not done that, home entertainment would look completely different today. Don't you agree?
Agree, and they learned so many things from their many mistakes with beta. Like,
oh yeah,
they got their teeth kicked in, and Sony kept trying to prove that they were right. They kept trying to say things like, "You don't need a timer," "Our thing is better," and they wouldn't admit defeat. I mean, Sony didn't even start making a VHS until 1988. Okay.
Oh my
God.
The
war was lost.
They birthed
really
it in 75. Let's repeat that. 75. Didn't make a VHS until 88.
Yes. That's how stubborn they were and how much they stuck to their guns. And when they originally came out, they were first to market. They had 100% share of the market. But by, I don't know when it was exactly, but the early 80s, it had already switched to VHS was 60% of the market share. And by like 89, beta was basically dead. Sony kept this fight for a long time. I gotta hand it to them that they went down swinging and they learned a lot of mistakes because then they later figured out compact discs, DVDs, PlayStations. They clearly learned from the mistakes they made on beta and went for, hey, we can't tell people what they want. We need to give them what they want. Give them the user-friendly options and stuff. But what's the craziest part about this whole story is, here's how stubborn Sony was, and this is the point I've been trying to make that apparently wasn't supposed to make earlier
because
I tried to get it out 2 or 3 times.
Your cat's like, nope, not now.
Sony continued to make Betamax machines until as late as 2002. They continued making Beta tapes until 2016. There was that many Beta Boys till just 6-7 years ago. They were still making Beta. Like, I gotta hand it to Sona for that product support there on a dead machine. That nobody in 2016, people are still buying new Beta tapes?
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, I'll never forget. I mean, as a Beta boy, as we've clearly coined me for some weird reason, even though I had way more VHS than I ever did Beta, I'll never forget the day our Beta machine broke and I was holding the Ghostbusters tape. Aww. And I'm like, I'll never be able to watch you again. It was like I was like burying my childhood when that Beta That's machine sad. Broke. Because by that point, my parents were like, nope, Beta's dead. it was like approaching 89. And they were like, no, VHS is winning. We're just going to move over to VHS and screw you. You know, like,
yeah,
when consumers take over and you know what's going to become the populist thing, you have to kind of play ball, you know, and that's what my parents did. So it was like the day that machine broke was like one of the saddest days of my childhood.
Ridiculous.
Well, there's a reason why my dad ended up, he was a smart man. He was an educated man, an insurance yes. guy. He knew how to mitigate risk. So he brought home a VHS camcorder. And so that started the trend of moving everything past Beta.
They had that Beta machine was just that big silver thing, right? Like that big bricky, you know, very 70s beautiful, looking, even if it might have been from the 80s.
Beautiful machine.
Like gray and brown, big buttons.
Beautiful.
And the other reason that VHS took over the world is JVC didn't charge other companies to license the technology. So there was only one company making Beta, Sony. But there were so many companies making VHS because it wasn't licensed technology. So then the market was flooded with these cheap VCRs and cheap VHS camcorders. And then you and I became friends because of that. Although the one that your dad had was not one of the later generation cheap ones. It was one of the early generation. It was the equivalent of Zach Morris's cell phone. You know what I mean? It was.
I mean, it was the big shoulder mount, like put the hand through the thing and like, yeah.
Very much. The kind that you would see on America's Funniest Home Videos. Okay, this is a nostalgia show. Friday night, Friday after school, Friday after the babysitter. Parents take you to the video store. You go up and down. It's your big choice for the weekend. Maybe a video, maybe a game, maybe one of each. The point is, this was the big highlight of the weekend. This was going to determine how good your weekend was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And going up and down those aisles and always looking at certain ones, hoping that they would be in. And then, you know, they're on the shelves. So when you see it pop out a little bit, you see it going out a couple inches, the boxes, you're like, there's something behind it. I'm really excited. Finally, it's in. I can't wait. This, I come by every single week and I've been waiting for this movie. And I, oh my God, it's not just laying against the shelf. I can see there's a box behind it. I'm finally going to get it this week. And then you take it off and you realize it's Beta.
The
you
way
say,
it should
I don't
be.
Have a Beta. You just have this tiny little box behind it, or, you know, maybe, what, 80%, 70% of the size of a VHS box. And you see that little Beta box, and I'm like, damn it, Beta! Damn it, Sony! I've been waiting for the Care Bears movie for months now!
Care Bears? You're going there?
It's always out. It's always out.
The money of it.
Yeah.
Commercially, where I have to admit defeat as a Beta boy. Is that VHS gave people way more bang for their buck. And that was Sony's biggest problem, was that they held on to that premium, superior awesomeness that they had and all of the benefits that they had. But when it came to, like you said, the timer, the length, and most importantly, the price, that's what killed Sony. Mm-hmm. That's what killed Betamax. That and porn killed Betamax.
Whoa!
Because,
And I did a deep dive in this because I heard this folklore. Like, I've heard this for decades floating around. So I wanted to look it up. The porn industry, home entertainment, jumped on the VHS bandwagon equally because it was cheaper and longer. And so all companies jumped into that. All of the home entertainment adult companies jumped into VHS. And wow, because that industry, all the way from the 1800s, the birth of photos, the second photograph ever taken was of a naked woman. Like, yes, literally, the
second
minute,
movie too.
Yeah, the minute somebody goes, wait, I can capture this? They went, wait, we can capture this? So they learned that they could capture it. And then they went, wait a tick, we can capture this. So home entertainment, that amplified. I would never go out and say it was the cause, because I've been researching so much. Because I was always told the minute the porn industry chose VHS, Betamax was dead. So I was always told that for decades. But what I found through my research on this, and the through line, is it comes back to price and length of tape. You know what I mean? And that's actually what killed it. So it's not the porn industry in and of itself, but because of the price and what Sony was doing with Betamax, that was like the final nail in the coffin. That was like, boom, 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 game over, smackdown. Betamax over. And that was the final nail in the coffin. There are format wars to this day, and it will always be there, and whoever wins gets to keep it. And Betamax sadly lost because of Sony's stupidity, and now I can't watch Ghostbusters cartoon.
I was going to say, I'm going to let you have those points, Chad. I can feel that you need a win.
It's episode over. I don't need a win. Right. I just won.
The side I represent clearly won the war anyway. You know, for another decade before VHS went away.
Before that was obsolete.